Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ayin Zayin in Maseches Nedarim, is the 1,110th daf in Shas. It's another hot morning here in Eretz Yisrael. I'm learning this with you inside in the air-conditioned room. Zelcha to sit here with many Svarim. The topic of today's daf, it's a Sunday morning, and according to Kabbalah, there are Rayas to this and Halacha as well, that Sunday continues, has a Hamshacha of certain powers of Shabbos, and today's daf is about Shabbos. Shabbos and Nedarim. And that is being Mefer Neder on Shabbos. What type of Nedarim can be revoked on Shabbos, and what type of Neder cannot? That is a topic that really dominates today's daf. We'll discuss other halachos in regards to Nedarim and Shabbos, as well as whether a Yachid could be Shoel a Neder. The Gemara in Amud Beis will discuss at night and as on Shabbos. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on the top line in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We had learned in our Mishnah, the simple reading of our Mishnah is that a Neder can be revoked. That's what Hafara is, when a husband says that he doesn't want his wife's Neder to take effect. The Mishnah tells us that he has a day after hearing it to be made for. We had a discussion yesterday, and yesterday's daf, how to define a day. And the Mishnah's example was Nadra Bilele Shabbos Yofer Bilele Shabbos Ubiyom HaShabbos. So it's explicit that Hafaras Neder can take place on Shabbos itself. However, says the Gemara, it says in Mesechah Shabbos that on Daf Kufna Nun Dalad that Afaras Nedarim could take place at Shabbos, and one could be Shoel a Neder if it's Letzarech Shabbos. So the implication of the Mishnah in Shabbos is that for She'ela, for asking on a Neder, that could only be done, in other words, if you go to the Rav will only get involved with the Neder on Shabbos if it's Letzarech Shabbos. In other words, if she's not going to eat or put on cosmetics or clothing, so that is all considered Letzarech Shabbos. From the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Kuf Nun Zayin, it's not entirely clear what would the problem be of being Shoel B'Neder B'Shabbos, but the way the Rambam puts, where the Rambam places the halachos, in Perek Chav Dalid in Hilchos Shabbos, seems to indicate that it's based on the broad category that the Rambam discusses there, based on the Pasuk in Yishayo, Im Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha Asois Chafotzecha B'Yom Kodshi, that on Shabbos, what you're supposed to do is hold back from doing your chafotzecha, and it is a day of Kodesh, and therefore it should not be involved with taking care of matters that do not focus you on the Shabbos, what people nowadays call not Shabbostik, which is sometimes a halacha and sometimes not. Over here it is a halacha that the She'ela b'Nedarim is specifically mutter only Litzarach Shabbos. However, Hafara doesn't fall into that category. Of course, Hafara being, as the Ran points out, is Baal Ishtoi, and Nishalim is the Neder to the Chacham. Analyzes the Gemara. Iboiluhu. We had a Shaila. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos and the Mishnah don't speak about Litzarach Shabbos by Mefir Nedarim, nevertheless, the Amoraim were Mesupik about this. Mafir Nedarim b'Shabbos Litzarach Shabbos, O Adilma Afilu Shalo Litzarach. Can the husband be made for a neder if it's shalol litzorech on Shabbos? In other words, when the Mishnah in Shabbos says litzorech Shabbos, is it referring to both cases, says the Ran, hafara and she'ela, or just she'ela? Tashma, coming out, bring you a proof to Tani Rav Zuti, the Rav Papi, ein mefir nedarim el litzorech Shabbos. We learned that you can't be made for a neder except if it's for the purpose of Shabbos. Amar Ravashi, halo tanan hachi, but did we not seem to learn differently than that? Nadra im chashecha, if she makes a neder close to Matzai Shabbos, as it's getting dark, mefer la achlo techshach, you're allowed to be made for the neder even prior to dark. The i'amit, what's the diuk? And if you're going to say Litzarech Shabbos in shalo Litzarech Shabbos, lo, my irya Chashecha, why does it say specifically as it's getting dark? even if she took the neder, if it was well into Shabbos, but there still is a lot of time left to Shabbos. That's called Toch Hayom. Let's say she does it at 11 o'clock during the day, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So then, in such a case, he should still not be able to be Mefer, because it's Shelo Letzarech. It's not necessary for Shabbos. And the Diuk goes as follows, explains the Mefarish. We're being Medayek from the fact that the Neder was made Im Chashecha. Now, if it's with Chashecha, then those Nedarim, explain the Mefarish, are not likely to be Letzarech Shabbos. Because if Shabbos is ebbing away, then in such a case, a person's not getting ready, getting dressed for Shabbos. The opposite is true, says the Mefarsh. They'd be more likely to be taking off their tachshitin. In terms of eating, they already had a great shalant already Shabbos day. So therefore, the neder over here must be a neder shelo letzarech. Nevertheless, the halachi is that you could be mefer ad shelo techshach. So it must be the tanas of the opinion that the halachi is that hafara could be done even shelo letzarech Shabbos. The Gemara continues, well, you're right, I hear your deal, yet at the same time, tanoihi. It seems to be a machlokes tanoi. Hafaras nedarim kol hayom. Hafaras nedarim could be done the entire day. And yesterday we developed that according to many opinions, that means 24 hours. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Shimon, Amru me'es la'es. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon disagree. And they say it's only me'es la'es, which means not the calendaric 24-hour day. When I said kol hayom and 24 hours, I meant a 24-hour day. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says you count 24 hours from the neder. So in our case before, that she took a neder at 11 o'clock Shabbos morning, so then the hafara goes all the way till 11 o'clock Sunday, in an hour from now. So here the Gemara quotes this machlokis. The mandamer kol hayom in tfeilo. The mandamer who says that entire day would say only that day. So in the case of where she took a neder 11 o'clock Shabbos morning, so then in such an instance, when it comes Matzai Shabbos, he can no longer be mefer. More than that, no. Afilu shelo letzarech haShabbos mefer. And therefore, says the Gemara, it would seem that he could only be mefer, that he could be mefer for anything, even if it's not letzarech Shabbos. However, l'man d'amr meis la'eis, according to l'man d'amr that says you have a 24-hour period, the Gemara says, letzarech Shabbos in, shelo letzarech haShabbos lo. You would not be able to be mefer during the 24-hour period if it's on Shabbos, if it's not Letzarech Shabbos. At first glance, this suggestion of the Gemara, which is actually its conclusion, and the Ran concludes Halacha Lamais in regards to Hafara as well, based on this Gemara, is not entirely conceptually compelling. The Gemara is suggesting that if the Halacha is that if it's Hafara that's done that calendaric day, so then you could do it Letzarech Shabbos, Shelo Letzarech Shabbos. But if it's Me'es La'es, you have a 24-hour period, then on Shabbos itself, you'd only be able to do Letzarech Shabbos, but not Shelo Letzarech. What's the logic over here? So let's take a look at the Ran, Dibar Maskel Tanoihi. Says the Ran, V'lo kosha mesisin, ubraisa de tani Rav Zuti, adodi de pluksa de tanoihi. This is that we had mentioned that Rav Zuti is of the opinion that even Shelo Letzarech Shabbos is permissible as well, then that's going to be Machlokes Tanoim. L'man d'amar kol yom kulo tfe lo mefer, afilu Shelo Letzarech Shabbos. According to Man d'amar that says that you only have the entire day, then of course you could be mefer Shelo Letzarech Shabbos. D'kimon shazman over, hikilu la'afer Shelo Letzarech. If you're only going to give the guy Shabbos itself to be able to be mefer, so then they would be lenient and allow you to be mefer shelo letzarech. Masha'en came b'sheila. However, sheila is different. The efsher b'chol. L'man d'amar me'es la'es. Letzarech Shabbos in, shelo letzarech Shabbos lo. Kimin de efsher b'chol. But if I hold that there's a 24-hour period, so then it's possible to do it on the weekday. And therefore, it must be that only letzarech Shabbos would be acceptable. I looked around and I did not see any Mefarish spell this out, but it could very well be that the pshat of the Gemara over here is based on the idea that it must be that a husband could be mefer his wife's nedarim, all of her nedarim. And therefore, if we're saying the only time he could be mefer her neder is on Shabbos itself, then Shabbos, by definition, has to be able to be mefer. On Shabbos, he has to be able to be mefer both litzarech and shelo litzarech. Because if he can't, so then that would be saying that the husband cannot be mefer a neder shelo litzarech Shabbos, in an instance when she took the neder on Shabbos. However, if we say it's me'es la'es, so then in such a case, Shabbos itself, like we see in the halacha of She'ela, it does have a halacha of imtashiv b'Shabbos raglecha, that it's not considered Shabbostik. So then, if you could do it b'chol, so then in such an instance, then of course, imtashiv b'Shabbos raglecha would apply, and it should be done afterwards. There is an interesting machlokes rishonim over here between the Rush and the Ran. What happens if she took the neder on Erev Shabbos, and the me'es la'es ends on Shabbos? In such an instance, would the husband be able to be mefer on Shabbos? V'hamevin yavin, according to the explanation that we gave earlier, might be tolui in that disagreement between the Rosh and the Ran. The Rosh appears over here, and the Ran is a suffix in Masechet Shabbos. It's a suffix of the Ran on Daf Samaches Amar Aleph Divrei Maskil Alma. Let's Be'ez Hashem continue in our Gemara.